Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In 2026, modern technologies such as satellite communication and GPS allows vessels at sea constant contact. This is in stark contrast to the early 1950s, when schooners sailed without these safeguards, to the point that if a vessel ran into trouble, there was often no way to send a distress message. On this day, March 23, 1952, calls for better communication equipment aboard these vessels were renewed following the disappearance of a schooner called Zenith. As the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported, the Zenith left Barbados on December 19, 1951, bound for British Guiana, and was not heard or seen since. In response, some schooner operators started to consider the installation of radio telephone sets. At the time, it was also rumored that several Caribbean governments were in discussions about measures that would make such equipment compulsory for schooners and other intercolonial craft. It was believed that if implemented, the measure would significantly reduce the dangers of being lost at sea. Unlike traditional wireless systems, radio telephone equipment did not require a dedicated wireless operator. However, the main obstacle was the cost associated with the installation. A set was estimated to cost between $400 to $500. But even without this additional cost, schooner operators said they were struggling to remain financially viable and noted that rates barely allowed owners to cover operating expenses, while vessels on the Guiana route reportedly operated at a loss more often than not. Hence, it was suggested that to offset this expense, freight rates be increased by about 50 cents per ton of cargo. Veterans of the industry pointed out the importance of schooners to maintain trade between Caribbean islands and keep the region supplied with food when steamship traffic declined sharply during the Second World War. For instance, they transported rice from British Guiana to Barbados and returned with cargoes such as sweet potatoes. On this day, March 23, 1952, however, many ports offered little cargo for the return journey. As a result, schooners were often forced to fill their holds with ballast instead of paying freight. While a few vessels were already equipped with radio sets capable of receiving weather broadcasts from the Puerto Rico Weather Bureau, these devices only allowed crews to listen. So if a vessel encountered bad weather or other danger, it had no means of communicating back to shore. Industry representatives argued that equipping schooners with radio telephone sets would greatly improve safety throughout the region's maritime trade. Yet, the financial realities vessel owners faced made widespread adoption unlikely without government support, according to the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, March 23, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.